back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, get out in your backyard. It's not too cold to fire up a grill, especially a smoker, because you can just set it and forget it and make some of those tasty chicken wings for the Super Bowl. And guess what, guys? You can make those ahead if you want and just heat them up the next day if you got limitations on your grill space. Those wings reheat really well. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're breaking down Super Bowl munchies. What's going on, man?
Yeah, going to be a great day tomorrow, and I can't wait to start getting on that grill and getting all my food done so I can sit down and watch a game. And yeah. I am going to have the best seat in the house.
That might be my savior, to be able to invite myself over, is that you want to actually watch the game.
You're going
to
pound on this,
and I'll
you?
Be out back cooking, and Bob will be yelling out scores to me as they have.
You know, the best part is I got a 60-inch TV now, and I just got an HD box for it, so I actually have HD on my satellite. I had the wrong box in there.
Welcome to the new guy, millennium, brother.
Well, the guy put the HD in the basement because we had the big TV down there. And then when we got a new TV upstairs, we never swapped the boxes. So we were watching an okay picture before, and somebody picked up on it. And
now you're looking at
the
pores on their face,
man.
And beads of sweat, right?
So nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Well, riding the train from Philly to Atlantic City, I'm sitting next to this cat, and we're working on our computers, and we just started chatting about the show because it's obvious anybody going to AC that day is going to the show because we take over the town for the week. And he told me what he did. He's an IT guy, works for one of the big proprietary software companies that does POS stuff for our industry. And a real technical dude, real long hair, long Fu Manchu beard and everything. And so he tells me he's from Southern Cal, and he tells me he's Argentinian. And his name is Adrian Ampasta. And don't play any games with the name, Joppy. I know you're already trying to make a pasta joke here. He's a good guy.
He's an imposter.
See,
is
he
what
couldn't
he is.
Leave it alone. Good guy. So we got to talking about Argentinian asada, basically, is what their grilling is. And I'm really into that because Big Paul, he's talked about it for so many years that I've never been to Argentina. You know, and I really want to go. So he's been down there. He's, or at least his family's from there, and he's got a lot of this stuff. So let's go out right now to this recorded interview from last week with Adrian. Here he is.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I am in New Jersey, and I have had a fantastic conversation with this fella named Adrian Ampasta, and he's of Argentinian heritage, and we're talking food. I'm so hungry, I haven't even eaten, but thanks for taking a minute to talk to me, Adrian.
No problem.
So tell me about this. Is it a marinade, chimichurri?
Chimichurri is a marinade. It can be used as a marinade. I try to explain it as how we use mayo, ketchup, and mustard, hot dogs, hamburgers, and things like that. Chimichurri can be done that way. In Argentina, they have sort of like, you know, like the street cars, like the vendors, food vendors that sell hot dogs, like we see in New York City sometimes. Well, they sell choripan, which is an Italian sausage with some cheese on it, but they put chimichurri on it as a topping. So it can be used that way too. What I use it for, I use it on my steaks. Any beef that I do, I put chimichurri right on there.
When it's raw or when you're cooking it?
Either way, you can marinate in it. I like to use it after the meat's done or close to being done. I'll just spread it on there and let it sit there for a couple minutes, for a minute or two, and
so
just take it out.
Finishing sauce,
exactly. There's vinegar in there in the chimichurri, so it adds like a different type of flavor to it. It's just a really cool tasting thing. It's just not in America that we're not typically used to, because we just like to put barbecue sauce on meats and stuff like that. You can do it on pork, you can do it on fish. It's great with fish, chicken, great with chicken.
So tell me, how do you make it?
So basically the base of it is a lot of parsley. So I chop up quite a bit of parsley, fine parsley. I use basil, a lot of basil, oregano, red pepper flakes, and then we add a little bit of red wine vinegar in there, and then a little bit of olive oil with it, and then lots of garlic. And if you go to a restaurant that sells chimichurri, you'll see it like in the paste, okay? So like they whip it up or whatever they do with it. It's a pasty, light green color. Traditionally, it's not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to see all the ingredients floating around in this, you know, olive oil, red wine, or white wine vinegar mixture, and just get a brush and just brush it right on, and it just an amazing thing. I do it for all of our potlucks that we do at work. I make this, and it's done. It's empty by the time the potluck's over. You know, you can do it. The way I serve it for my potlucks, I do it with French bread. Okay, you can do it as a dipping sauce as well.
Okay, this is Barbecue Bob, and I'm actually on the train from Philly to Atlantic City. Adrian Ampasta is sitting by me, and we got to talk, and he's from Vancouver, Washington. We started off by talking about microbrews and, of course, the great state of Washington, and so we're swapping notes, and it worked all its way down into Argentina, and some of the stories Big Paulie tells us about in Argentina. But Adrian has his family's from Argentina, and the dude's a real foodie. Yeah. So I'm just curious what other really cool, unique things in Argentina that they do for beef.
You know, just going back to from hearing stories and the way they cook down there, my uncles basically have a chain link fence in their backyard, put a bunch of wood and charcoal, and then just put like a slab of beef on the fence, let it cook for 8 hours. And it's just like marvelous. You look at Hawaiians when they cook whole pigs on the ground. Argentines, we cook whole pigs on the grill. Slow cook. My parents used to do that all the time. And what they used for the seasoning and the sauce, chimichurri. You know, it's just so much, it's not so much what they put on there, it's more the techniques. And how they cooked the beef and what different types of beef that they cook. Because it's not a lot of, you know, what we have, ribeyes, porterhouses, T-bones, New Yorks. They're more skirt steak, which is entraña, which is not the most tenderest cuts of beef. But if you cook it right and keep the fatty membrane on top of it, which turns into like a crispy crust, it's just, cook it rare, medium rare, is just phenomenal. A lot of flank steak, a lot of what we call vacío is on there. Entraña, well, I've already said that, but there's a lot of different types of things that they use. This blood sausage is another one. So there's a lot of different cuts of beef that, you know, I don't think a lot of Americans are exposed to. I know there's, and especially where I live in Portland and in Vancouver, there's a lot of Argentine food trucks that start up, but they go out of business quick. People aren't educated on that type of style of cuisine, but when they taste it, I mean, it's awesome.
I'm so hungry, I can't stand it. Well, okay, again, it's Adrian Ampasta, and he's a senior support specialist for Evisys, and it's a software firm. He'll have a booth right near mine in Atlantic City, and we'll have to find the time to go out and grab a steak.
And also, too, if anyone's interested in the recipe for the chimichurri, I have it down in email. I can forward it to you, and you can post it up any way you want to do it.
That's a deal. All right. A new entry into our recipe book, a little Argentinian cooking. That's awesome. Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was. That guy sounds like he's got it going on.
Oh, the dude grills all the time. He lives up in Oregon now, as you heard, and he just... It's another one of those, when, you know, when I'm traveling and I tell people that I do this grill thing, man, all of a sudden that's all they want to talk about is grilling.
Well, sure, it's popular, and there aren't a lot of people that are as passionate about it as you and I are. There are many, but they don't have anybody to talk to.
That's my point. I'm shocked at how many are passionate about it. It's becoming huge, and anyway.
You know, the one thing that he mentioned in that is worth mentioning again is reserving some of your marinade for when your cook is done and then drizzling some of that back over the top. When I say reserve it, it's not the stuff that the actual meat was in marinating.
Yeah, when
it's
you make same, up your right. marinade, take a third of it out and put it in a separate bowl.
Right.
And this stuff has a lot of bulk to it, too. You know, it's got a lot of veggies bulk with all the parsley and stuff that's chopped up in it. So it's kind of lumpy. It's not strictly a marinade, so you're going to have to save some of that solid matter, too, and then it makes for a nice presentation.
You know, the Super Bowl is all about munchies, but you may want something a little more substantial to have a little bit of throwdown at halftime. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about the perfect flank steak. This is an awesome cut of meat that nobody makes it like Barbecue Bob, and he's going to break it down for you. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.